Hi, my name's Ian Spencer, my call sign's Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and this is my walk around of the front panel and rear panel of the ICOM IC7300. This radio is a typical modern SDR radio, which means it's actually quite difficult to operate unless you can use the multicolour touchscreen, and so it's probably best operated via some sort of remote control, maybe from a PC, with a program like my iCTalk, which can be used to control the IC7300 and most other ICOM transceivers. The front panel is the typical oblong front panel of a modern transceiver, and from the middle, moving to the left and to the right, and down to about three quarters of the depth of the front panel, there is a large multicolored touchscreen display, and there are controls on the left of it and controls on the right, with the main VFO tuning knob in the bottom right-hand section of the front panel. Firstly, I'd like to say, unlike many transceivers, which have very large raised buttons like the KX3 and to somewhat lesser degree the FT991A, the ICOM 7300 has buttons which are sausage-shaped, so slightly long, and only raised just slightly from the surface, so you do have to feel quite carefully to find the buttons. And we're going to start in the top left-hand corner of the front panel. And if you come down to the right at an angle of about 45 degrees, the first button you'll come to is the power button. A short press on this button will turn the radio on, and then a somewhat longer press will turn the radio off. And if you come down from that button vertically, you'll find a number of other buttons, a socket, and the microphone connector at the very bottom. But let's come down from that power button. The next button down is transmit. So if you press this one, you go into transmit mode. The next one down is tuner. If you press it quickly, then it will turn the tuner on or off. If you long press it, it will start a tune operation to tune the antenna. And below that is the vox and break-in button. And below that is a small socket where you can plug in headphones. And below that is the 8-pin microphone socket. Now if we go all the way back up to in between that power and transmit button near the top and go to the right, you'll come to what's called a twin PBT. This is two knobs, one inside the other. This controls the passband tuning. The inside knob controls the lower edge of the filter, so you can reduce the frequency or increase the frequency, and the bigger outer knob controls the higher frequency of the filter, which again, so you can increase or decrease the frequency. If you come down from the middle of these knobs, you'll come to two buttons, one slightly to the left and one slightly to the right. The left-hand button is the preamp button, and you can switch between preamp 1, 2 and off. And to the right of that is the notch button to switch the notch function on or off. And if you come down from these two, again, there are two horizontal buttons. The left-hand one is the noise blanker on-off, and the right-hand one, noise reduction on-off. And if you come down from that, you come to another multi-type knobs. So there's a larger outer knob and a smaller inner knob. The smaller inner knob is the volume control, the AF gain. The outer, larger knob, as you turn it, it increases or decreases the RF gain, and 12 o'clock is maximum RF gain. Once you start going beyond that, then it begins to activate the squelch, and so eventually you'll hear nothing from the radio because it will become squelched. There's no detent on this knob, so to find the middle position, the 12 o'clock position, you need to turn it all the way to the left, then all the way to the right, and then try and find the middle position. Below these two knobs is a slot for an SD card where you can record configurations and audio and other things. And then if you go to the right from the SD slot, you'll come to the menu button, which activates the menus on the screen. The next to that is the function button, which again is used with the screen. And then the M-scope button, which can be used to turn the spectrum and waterfall displays on and off. And the next button to the right is the quick button, where you can select a number of options from the screen. And to the right of that is the exit button, which you can use to exit the menus. Now, if you go to the right of the exit button, there's a very small button called Speech and Lock. If you press it quickly, it will speak the S-meter reading, the frequency and the mode. If you press and hold it, you can lock the tuning. And above that is another small button, which is the Auto Tune button, which can be used in CW to get a CW transmission exactly on frequency. Above that is a small LED which shows transmit or receive. And above that is a press around press button called FXFC, which is transmit frequency check key. If you're in split mode, then you can use this to check your transmit frequency. And above that is the multi button. If you press it in, it brings up items which you can select on the screen, and by rotating it you can change those items, things like mic gain and so on. If we go just to the right of the multi button and up just a little bit, we'll come to a RIT button, receiver incremental tune. Below that, split, and below that, memory channel down. To the right of the memory channel down is memory channel up. And above that, a button for A and B. And above that is the Delta Transmit button. To the right of the Delta Transmit button is the Clear button. The Clear button can be used to clear the RIT or the Delta Transmit shift frequency. And below that is V stroke M. This button switches between VFO and memories. And below that is the MPAC button, the memory pad key. Sequentially calls up the contents in the memo pads, or saves the displayed contents into the memo pad. And below that is the large tuning knob. And that concludes the walk around of the front panel of the IC7300, and we're now going to go to the rear panel. If we go to the very top left-hand corner of the rear panel and come down at 45 degrees to the right, we come to a large 4-pin connector, which is the DC power socket for 13.8 volts. If we come down from that, then we'll come to a screw terminal, which is a ground terminal. And below that, you'll come to the SO239 antenna socket. And to the right of those three is a large fan. Now, if we go to the top of the fan and then move across to the right, then we will come to the tuner control socket, which accepts the control cable from an optional AH4 automatic antenna tuner or AH740 automatic antenna tuner. Though, of course, the radio does have a built-in antenna tuner. And if you come down just a little bit from that socket and go to the right, then you'll come to the ALC input jack, which connects to the ALC output jack of a non-ICOM linear amplifier. And to the right of that, a very important socket, the SEN control jack, which connects to control transmit with a non-ICOM external unit. And to the right of that, you'll come to the key jack. Now, if you come vertically down from the key jack, near the bottom of the back panel, then you will come to the external speaker jack, which accepts a 4 to 8 ohm speaker. And to the right left of that, you'll come to the CIV remote control jack, which connects to a PC or other transceiver for external control. And to the left of that, the USB port type B, which is for connection to a PC. So you can either use USB or you can use the CIV to connect to a PC. And to the left of that is a multi-pin jack, which is a socket accessories, which connects to devices to control an external unit or to control the transceiver. And that completes the walk around of the rear panel of the IC7300.